The next patient is Avery Mills. The last name is M-I-L-L-S. First name A. A like an Alpha, B like an Victor, E like an Echo, R like an Roger, Y like an Yankee. Avery. Number one, 65-year-old, white male, that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient has diabetes mellitus that has been aggressive manifestation of peripheral vascular disease. He already has amputation of one of the toes. The patient has been evaluated for proteinuria, and we have a protein creatinine ratio that used to be around 1 gram per gram of creatinine. The patient was increased the Farxiga from 5 milligrams to 10 milligrams. However, we had a change in the medication. He was taking Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, that the insurance is not no longer covered. The patient went back to Ozempic. And during the most recent determination of the serum creatinine, it has been 2.3. However, there was tendency to decrease in the proteinuria to 800 milligrams, and the only problem was that the blood sugar got out of control. The patient decided to go back to Ozempic, since Rybelsus wasn't doing the work, and for that reason the blood sugar has been coming down and getting more stable. It is a interesting that this patient changed his way of eating, and the blood sugar has getting better control, and he has lost 10 pounds of body weight in a short period of time. We're going to reevaluate this kidney function in 3 months with laboratory workup. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. It was higher than 8%, but it's going to come down after the change in the lifestyle. Following number, the patient was treated with Krystexxa, has been feeling well. The uric acid has remained down. Following number, peripheral arterial disease, amputation of the left big toe in 2019. Following number, osteoarthritis. Following number, the patient has a remote history of nephrolithiasis. We're going to reevaluate the case, as I said before, in 4 months. A paragraph, I invested 10 minutes in reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.